The lights are slowly coming back on in Japan in the wake of a monster super typhoon. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recovery begins among a resilient people. And God's word finds its way into open hands in a country where Christianity is banned. And there's a clamor for more. That story in a moment. But first, under blue skies and a deceptive calm, Japan continues to dig out. It stands in contrast to the chaos unleashed by Typhoon Hagibis as the monster storm rampaged its way across Japan just a couple days ago. Right now, there are 110,000 rescuers searching for the missing. Asian Access's Robert Adair reminds us.
Some of these areas were affected by the triple disaster, and there's another area that was also impacted by another large typhoon just a couple months ago. So there's kind of a stacking effect in a couple of these areas.
Asian Access is no stranger to long-term disaster response. They helped form church networks in 2011 following the triple disaster, and from those networks sprang dozens of churches. And right now, the assessments are still coming in.
We're all trying to figure out what's going on immediately around us. The first day or so, it's going to be a lot of just figuring out what's going on in our local neighborhoods, our friends, our family kind of right around. And then we'll continue to look at, you know, how can the church respond to this? But right now, it's so soon after.
Please join them in praying through the days ahead. Cleanup is already underway, but fixing the visible damage is the easy part. The disasters raised some past trauma, so pray for the leadership team as they work through a couple of questions.
And then just the short-term and long-term recovery, and how does the gospel interact with that? How can the church kind of respond to these needs over what looks like a fairly large geographic area?
Next, today is the International Day of Rural Women. While the United Nations focuses the day on women's roles in sustainability and climate resilience, we're taking a different approach. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association tells us about the women behind the pastors in rural Far East Russia.
I was just in Far East Russia, and over again, I saw the unsung heroes of many of these ministries. In fact, I told many of the men they married up. They had incredible wives who not only cared for family and cared for them, but also were striving side by side. They're the Sunday school teachers. They're the Bible study leaders. They are the evangelists. They are the ones that are ministering to the countless widows.
Mock adds, these women are an amazing gift to their church. Today, we want to recognize their hard work and offer a chance to give back through the Reach Russia Now initiative.
This is a great opportunity to build a relationship with these missionary pastors, to send notes to the wives and encourage them.
It's also a chance to financially support their ministries. You can learn more about supporting these women and their ministry work in Far East Russia at our website. Until then, pray for the encouragement of these women, pray for their steadfastness, and pray for joy in their circumstances. And you've probably heard the saying, God works in mysterious ways. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press would add incredible ways to that description. You see, Afghanistan is a strictly Islamic country, and it's a hotbed for Islamic terrorism. No other religions, including Christianity, are allowed to exist in Afghanistan. And yet,
we got an email from a man and asked for 1,000 booklets that he could share. And I don't know how he found us, whether or not he found a booklet or whether he looked online. But he did.
World Missionary Press prints and sends scripture booklets in over 300 languages to gospel workers around the world. Now, they don't have any partners in Afghanistan, so this man's request was unusual. Nonetheless, Williams verified the address and shipped the booklets.
We were a little skeptical, and we checked that again to make sure that it would be delivered. Oh, I'd say maybe a couple of months later, we got another email. He said he got them, and he wanted us to know that 1,000 booklets were being read and had been distributed in his community.
Pray that hearts and lives will change as people encounter his truth.
We were able to get a lot of material into Afghanistan through the U.S. military years ago when the U.S. military moved into that area, but not anymore. So this was just so exciting.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. Right now, we're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, and we're asking if you would help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Just look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.